All right, thank you guys for checking out the latest show. So I kind of wanted to go over why stockbrokers in general are not a necessity anymore. At least if you're a retail investor. And what I mean by a retail investor, I mean the average everyday investor. I think at the end of the day, it's definitely a waste of money to have a stockbroker. I mean, they have brokerage accounts. Stock brokerage accounts, which make it to where you don't have to have some sleazy guy like myself trying to promote a stock or a bond, something of that nature, right? You can actually discover it for yourself by doing a little bit of research. And honestly, who needs a stockbroker when you have Warren Buffett, for instance? Now, Warren Buffett constantly, I mean, you can check out Warren Buffett's overall portfolio, his personal portfolio. His buy and hold plays, the companies that he keeps and doesn't get rid of. And it's pretty intelligent the way he invests. You know, he doesn't invest in index funds, but he does recommend it for a lot of people just because the S&P 500 index has performed on average has returned 10% on average. Now, there may be years where the S&P 500 is down. This year, the S&P 500 has gone up like 36, 37%, I think 40%. I haven't checked the stats as much lately. In fact, you know, let me check the stats now. Let me check out the VOO at least. The VOO is a pretty accurate indicator of how well the overall S&P 500 is and just how well the S&P 500 is doing, the index itself. And just to let you know, the S&P 500 is an index of 500 of the best companies in the market, which is why I tell everybody, if you're just starting in investing, sincerely, I mean this, get yourself, just get yourself something easy, something simple. And what I mean by easy and simple, an S&P 500 index, when you're diversified across the entire, pretty much not the entire stock market, but the best companies in the stock market in multiple sectors of business. So that level of diversification across all sectors is great. A little later in other videos, I do want to talk about being diversified through other asset classes using an index fund as well. Vanguard allows you to expose yourself to real estate. I don't know if Vanguard actually allows you to expose yourself to gold. I do know that Spider has the GLD. Which is just the Spider Gold Trust, and it's pretty good. In fact, if I was to recommend one and only, I would definitely recommend the GLD. You have to pay a little bit of a higher expense ratio, but it's worth it because you don't have to store the gold yourself. The Spider indexes are very reputable overall, and I would recommend it any day of the week, 24/7. Yeah, definitely a big fan of the Spider. And the S&P 500, the Spider S&P 500 one, the SPY, that's a great, great. I mean, the VOO and the SPY are basically the same thing. They move alongside each other pretty well because they're both holding the same stocks that are a part of the S&P 500. So, and that's the point. They track the S&P 500 overall. And the expense ratio for both of these indexes is pretty freaking nominal, pretty low. So a lot of the money that you put in, you know, is going towards the actual investments themselves and not the expenses to run the operation. You know, it's such a low percentage that if you think about it, you're getting one of the best deals ever because pretty much the funds, they reallocate their the stocks within the actual portfolio they have over time, but they pretty much keep a lot of them pretty much the same. I mean, they're just shifting, you know, like some companies do get some, not all companies remain in the S&P 500 forever. Some companies end up doing really poorly over time, and then they're just not profitable enough to even be considered a part of the index. And once they're out of the index, then another company will take its place. Usually a company that's a lot better. One company that's in the S&P 500, which I don't believe deserves to be there. I mean, as much as I love Tesla, Tesla's the company I want to talk about. Tesla's a great company, but they are extremely overvalued because everybody's been pumping up the stock like crazy. It reminds me of the dot-com bubble a little bit. Like I said, Tesla is a great company with a hell of a vision. I just don't think that they're going to be as profitable as everybody thinks they are. I mean, it's insane. I mean, the level of insanity. Like, do I believe in this company? Yeah, I love Tesla. I don't believe in it enough to invest in it, though, at this valuation. The PE ratio, last time I checked, is insanely high. But I was going to check, by the way, index fund. And this is why you don't need a stockbroker anymore. You really don't. You just need to invest in like something really, really simple, like the Vanguard S&P 500 index or the Spider S&P 500. VOO is the ticker symbol for the Vanguard one, and SPY, SPY, is the ticker symbol for the Spider one. Yeah, I was going to check the current S&P 500. Yeah, I love the S&P 500. I'm a huge fan, a huge nut for the S&P. And I think an index fund is really your best way to go, especially an exchange-traded fund. That's why I recommend Vanguard S&P 500 ETF. It's the best way to go. It's a little more volatile, I'll admit. It's not as... it's a little volatile, quite a bit volatile. But if you're playing for the long term, volatility doesn't fucking matter. And I mean it when I say volatility does not... does not even give a lick of a dick, you know. So for the past year, as of at the time of this recording, the Vanguard S&P 500 has gone up a whopping 37.16%. That's huge. And I think a lot of it attributes to, yes, there is some growth in the economy, but also a lot of it is attributed to the sole fact that we have become slowly a debtor nation. We are printing way too much money. The Federal Reserve prints far too much money than one can even fathom. We never fathom, and it's getting to the point of pure ridiculousness. I would like it if the Federal Reserve stopped printing so much damn money. I would love it, but I don't think that's ever going to happen. You know, I have some faith, but at the same time, like, eventually there has to be a market crash at some point. But the problem is, with all the money that's now in circulation, all the money printing, Joe Biden has become far too friendly with the printing press. It's not cool, and sorry, Joe, man, I can't jump on board with you, bud. I can't. That's why I was never a Joe Biden fan at all, because I think I knew he was going to be too friendly with the printing press. Yeah, I mean, every dollar that you save becomes worth less and less and less because of inflation. The price of everything goes up rapidly. You know, your dollars remains a dollar, but the buying power your dollar has less power over time. That power depletes over time. That's why I tell everybody assets, and what else? What's the word? Assets. Get assets, my friends. I mean, that's really what it boils down to, is the more assets you have, the better. And like I said, stocks. Bonds, I'm neutral to bonds. Bonds are still good to have in your portfolio, at least. If you're going to be exposed to bonds, here's what I would recommend. I would get the total U.S. bond market. I don't remember the ticker symbol, but it is the Vanguard total U.S. bond market. And also, expose yourself to the Vanguard international bond market. Now, I think bonds are, and this is an unpopular opinion, but I think bonds are riskier than stocks, depending on where you get the bonds from. But I do believe if you're well diversified across, you know, stocks and bonds, because they're two separate asset classes. They are. If you're well diversified, if you have gold, you want to always be exposed to gold at all times. I don't care who the hell you are. Expose yourself to gold. Because if they're going to keep printing money, gold is probably one of the safest inflation bets, just to keep your cash, you know, worth something. I'd rather be exposed to gold any day of the week. There was another one. I can't quite remember what it was, but it was the I mean, for me, my protection in the stock market is just betting against the UVXY by getting put options. And then just me buying the UVXY as it slowly dips into those put options, just a little bit of stock here and there, just so that way I can remain protected, just in case a market fallout, a market crash happens. I think one thing that people underestimate is the possibility of a market crash. You know, the closer we get to, there's something I was going to say. I am just, my brain is off. But what I really want to just talk about is very, very simple. We've underestimated inflation like crazy. You need to be exposed to assets. And I sound like a broken record at this point. I say this in every single video, but you gotta, you know, I mean it. You gotta be exposed to as many different assets as you possibly can. I can't prescribe it even more. I can't describe it even more. Like, it's get exposed to assets. It's just the right thing to do, you know? And, yeah, but I got to admit, you know, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to overall, like, just the entire monetary system, I think is fucked. You want to know the truth? I think the Federal Reserve has fucked it. They're printing too much money. They're breaking the cardinal rule of economics, of capitalism. Governments should not print money. And I know that they constantly say it's quantitative easing, and I say that in quotations, quantitative easing. But it's not. In fact, you're not easing anything. It should be called long-term capitalism detrimental to capitalism. I don't know, but yeah, it's extremely frustrating. And anyway, so yeah, I don't know. I just don't have that much faith at this point in the Fed. In fact, everything I do is basically a bet against the Fed. And I can't believe I just forgot. I forgot to mention Bitcoin and different, exposing yourself to crypto in general is always a good bet. With everything going on, man, it's getting a little too insane. And I'm constantly, like I said, I'm always betting against the Fed. Just by having crypto, I think you're betting against the Fed. I do believe the Fed is super incompetent and they're lying about how much money they're printing. It's just getting bad. And they're buying junk bonds and junk stocks. They're buying treasuries. This is bad. It's really bad, dude. They're inflating their own bullshit. They're creating a bigger bubble than ever. And we are in the biggest bubble of all time. And it is the everything bubble. Eventually, everything's going to crash and correct. Everything's overvalued. And I think we've overstepped our bounds. But it is kind of cool seeing the S&P 500 so high up, because I know that when it does crash, it's going to crash really freaking hard. And I am curious to see how hard the crash will be. At this point, don't know how hard the crash is going to be, but it will be interesting to watch. Not too fearful of it. I just know that these things happen. And what's going to happen, we don't know. But I will say, still bet against the UVXY, because stocks are still the safest bet against inflation. So people are definitely piling into stocks. I still think real estate's a good one. Real estate and gold, they're really your best one of your. I still like stocks for number one, but I still think the better alternative. If you don't like being in stocks, if you really hate the volatility so much. Honestly, if you have an S&P 500 index fund, you don't have to worry that much about volatility, and you can still buy in the dip, so don't be a baby about it. But if you are a baby about volatility of any kind, even slight volatility, gold isn't too bad. Real estate's not bad. Silver's great. I don't know. Crypto's good. I still think crypto's a decent hedge against inflation. I think people are taking decentralized digital currency a lot. They're taking it a lot more seriously than they are taking than they're taking anything else. So I would rather hold on to crypto than hold on to dollars. That's the truth. I hold on to crypto on purpose because I don't trust the monetary system. Now, I do get my initial principal back, though, when the cryptos I bet on go up like crazy. And I'll just, you know, get the chunk of change I need to get my initial principal. And then at that point, I'm playing with house money, which is like A-OK at that point. But yeah, I just don't trust it at all. I don't trust any of it, but I am fascinated. I am curious to see what else will happen. Yeah, I don't know. It's fun though. Anyway, I want to thank you guys for taking the time to watch this. Stay safe, stay sexy, stay healthy, and have an incredible rest of the day. Later.